Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Dolphins coming off a loss last night to the Buffalo Bills. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. The Dolphins lose 31-21 on Thursday Night Football. Tua throws a late interception down 28-21. Zach Sealer had a crushing roughing the kicker penalty. Oof. So, boo. Hurricanes take on the Gators tomorrow, 7:30. Our countdown to kickoff here on WQAM begins at 3 o'clock. Froggy, 3? What's the schedule say there? 4? 3. 3 o'clock tomorrow, countdown to kickoff. Get you ready for all your coverage. You see that yesterday, Leroy, a donation got made to the Canes for...
Oh, yeah, I saw that, about the statues.
Yeah, statues for Gino Toretta and Vinny Testaverde.
Yep.
Will you recognize the statue?
Not if it has gray hair on it. Dude, stop. Why are you doing that?
Sorry, I apologize.
That's my guy.
The Marlins swept the Rockies, beat them 9-7. Fish could finish over 500.
I was going to say, they're still playing baseball.
They are. They could finish over 500.
Look at them.
They got the Rangers this week.
How many? So, okay. What do we need to do with the remaining games to finish over 500? Like,
they are, what is there? I think there's 7 under, and there's 9 games left.
Oh, okay. So just a simple.
Just run the table.
Yeah, no problem.
So they have to go on a run that they haven't gone on all year?
Uh-huh.
Did they win 9 straight?
I think they did in July.
No, that was road games.
Well, we got to do better. We got any more Rockies games? Who we got? We got the Rangers.
That didn't work out for us earlier.
Well, Philly's already clinched. They got nothing to play for.
All right.
Could play spoiler to the Mets.
Oh.
Dade South said, Leroy said, Vinny T has angles. No, he didn't.
Oh, man. For those who don't know what we're referencing, at one point when we were doing Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and Leroy recognized everybody. He saw Jerome Bettis and all the parts of B. And his quarterback, Vinny Testaverde, right by him. Didn't recognize
him. Why didn't I recognize him, though?
I don't know.
You know damn well why. That dude had, listen, Vinny is a strapping Adonis when it comes to quarterbacks. I had never seen a man with gray hair. So when he walked by with the gray hair, Tobin immediately goes, didn't even enter. I'm like, the gray threw me off.
He looks good with the gray, though. I think he looks even better with the gray than I'm seeing, like, these old pictures.
I tell you what, look at that. Like, yeah, dude. Now show a regular picture of him.
Well, that's a regular
picture.
I wouldn't say a regular.
Completely regular picture of him.
He played into his 40s.
Yeah, see, and then with his dark hair, I'm going to show you a picture of him with the, because I know him as a Jet. I know he was a Hurricane, but I know him as a Jet. Not necessarily the most attractive man here, but with that gray, oh, Silver Fox.
Got that Pat Riley.
Got that Pat Riley going on.
Speaking of the Heat, big news today. Tyler Hero. It was first reported by Ethan Skolnick, Five Reasons, confirmed by Anthony Chang and other national outlets, and you know, Ira's got it all, but yep, everybody coming in here and letting us know Tyler Hero is going to miss the start of the season after he is going to get foot surgery today.
You think Ethan was mad at me?
Why?
I didn't know he was interviewing somebody.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. I can ask him.
Yell at someone, Leroy?
No, I just went up and started messing with Ethan, and I didn't know he was interviewing the guy that he was standing next to.
Yeah, he is
just taking a selfie.
He is going to miss the start of the season. It says with several weeks likely after that. Oh, man.
There's nothing worse than going into the season with more questions than you ended last season because somebody's hurt.
Yeah. Yep. And plus the other thing, too, is the thing that's annoying.
Leroy has the awareness of a coconut.
The thing that's also infuriating about it is, you know, you go into this training camp, and I don't think there wasn't many jobs up for grabs. Like, I think it was pretty much just who's going to be the starting big next to Bam? Is it going to be Kalel? Is it going to be Nico? Because I think that it was going to be Tyler, Norman, Wiggins, Bam. But now it's like, all right, so Norman's going to start now this season, probably next to Davion. And that's fine. I'm good with that backcourt, but obviously you lose 24 points a game, nearly, like, pretty big blow to the offense. Now, Bam, I think, can pick up the slack if it's early on in the season, but then it's like, okay, then you got to bring Tyler back, and everybody's now in the flow of things, and now he's got to get into it.
Rotation might be.
Right, the rotation. Good. It's just like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Like, this is what we're doing?
Yep.
This is how it's going to do to – this is what we're going to do to start the season.
That's what we're doing.
You know? And, you know, what if they start great?
Six man, maybe?
Yeah, okay, we're going to go back to that drama.
Come on.
Yeah, oh, great. Yeah, okay. We're going to go – we're going to do
– you know what? If there's one thing in sports – that has changed significantly, right? Spo likes to say you earn your minutes. But when I was in sports and when other people, you'd always hear, I got to earn the right to be out here.
For sure, yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case anymore. Because now if it could... And I'm not saying this to be true or not. But what if it best suited the Miami Heat for Tyler to come off the bench?
Mm-hmm. What if it did? I don't know. I think it's going to be a – I feel like
– right.
I don't think he's
exactly.
going to – I don't think he's going to Jimmy Butler it, but it's obviously going to be a
it's
thing.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going
right.
to be a thing.
But,
like,
but why?
Now, remember the last time he dealt with his ankle injury, because he played 77 games last year. Pat Riley called him fragile before last season. And unfortunately, he's had a lot of injuries. And a lot of lower body injuries, too. A lot of those foot, ankles. This is a problem that has gone with him. He's had groin stuff. And this dude is obviously aiming for a very big contract. He was an all-star last year. I think we've all given him the props for everything, you know? But just like, you know, we're dealing with the Dolphins thing. What is the red flag? Tua's red flag was durability. And the Dolphins gave him a big number. The thing with the difference is there's no reconstructing in the NBA.
No.
You know, those things are guaranteed.
Yep.
And I just think that this team is going into this year with a lot of forks in the road of, like, what they're going to decide on. There's a lot of guys up for contracts. And, you know, if Tyler Hero is going to miss, let's just say, a third of the season, all right, so we're going to do this game again with him? And he's going to come back and asking for a king's ransom? You know, so I hate that it has to go right there because obviously, you know, I'd want Tyler Hero to play for the Heat. He had a great year last year. But, man, this is part of his story. It is what it is. Like, he
is – now in basketball, there's no nuance. It's max or nothing.
Right. There's no negotiations.
There's no negotiating, and which is like that's the crazy thing. And I would say all of basketball is very similar to quarterback in the NFL. Like, it doesn't matter how successful you are at quarterback. If you have been the starting quarterback and you are the starting quarterback for your team, it means you're going to get X amount, right? People are saying, oh, he ain't worth that. He's starting quarterback in the NFL. That's what they get paid. Like, just go look through the NFL. Anybody who has a starting quarterback, like, that's what they're paying unless they sign a backup or a guy from off another team.
E-Sim says, I'm listening to the same guy who wanted Kevin Durant on his team, the guy who hasn't been healthy for six seasons. Bro, I got to – E-Sims, do me a favor, dude. If you're going to listen to the show, take the pacifier out of your mouth, get out of your playpen, and grow up, Peter Pan. You're comparing Tyler Hero to Kevin Durant?
No, he's saying the situations.
It's not the situations. You're comparing Tyler Hero to Kevin Durant. Get out of here, dude.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Grow up. Just like, come on. I'll have arguments with you, but just like, have sane arguments. What are you doing?
I would say Al Mackey probably said it the best, and I can't disagree with him. Tua and Hero are just good enough to earn a max, but not good enough to get your team over the hump.
Yeah. No,
I think that's the worst spot to be in, right?
100%.
Okay.
100%, because he's going to come back. Tyler Hero's going to put up numbers, because Tyler Hero puts up numbers. But, like, you're going to...
Is he a game changer?
He hasn't been. He hasn't been for what he's going to be asking for.
So when you max out Tyler Hero, you're saying he's the same as dude from New York. What's his name? Brunson.
Right.
Right? You're saying that he's basically the same as SGA for your team.
Yeah.
Right? You're saying...
Which he's not.
Right. But these are the guys that of class you're putting him in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't put him in that class, who else is going to put him in that class? Because I was always, I've been a firm believer that in most cases, the team that you play for is going to understand your value more than anybody. Now, I've been proven wrong twice already.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy and a couple of other guys that moved.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy's been a multiple place where that's happened guy, because that's where the issues arose for other stops for him, Brunson. Right. But I just think with Hero, like, look, I'm not saying Tyler Hero's not talented, doesn't work his ass off. Like, I think all of those things have been proven true with him. This is probably the biggest problem of his career, is that the guy...
And it doesn't help.
The guy's not reliable.
Help. Right.
When it comes,
doesn't help you're going to ask for 4 years.
Yeah.
We can get 4 or 5.
Right.
5 years. And you're going to ask while limping. Right? I don't know what the solution is with that. I think in basketball, more than other sports, we care about guys' feelings a little bit more.
Yep.
Right? So they'll give Tyler a max contract because they don't want to hurt his feelings. So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I don't think Pat Riley's going to have a lot of tolerance for that. Like you said with the whole Jimmy thing, right? Like if you're going to talk about games played all the time, and once again we have another one that happened during a workout, it's like, all right, what do we do?
If you're going to talk about, and this is Pat brought this up,
because I'll tell you one thing: if it happens to Nico, if Nico gets busted up this year, they're not going to pay him.
Are we sure it was during a workout?
Please don't follow Drew Starr.
Just saying.
He's an anarchist. You can't follow. He got me to think that Kawhi Leonard was at a Chipotle in Aventura.
We don't know he wasn't at the Chipotle.
He's blaming Tyler. Drew Starr, top aggregator on Heat Twitter. This man he's basically like Heat Twitter AI to find where all the Heat talk is. He's blaming Tyler Hero paintballing with a streamer.
Paintballing with a streamer, man.
That's very irresponsible.
I mean, you got to live.
Oh, do you? Yeah, that's what we said about
Tua. You know what I did in the offseason?
All summer, huh?
I played softball.
E. Sims also says, you guys pick and choose who's reliable in the NBA, bro. Look who broke down list of everybody who struggles with injuries. If you guys had Steph Curry to start his career, you would have been over by year seven. Yeah, but here's the difference, E. Sims. That dude had to take a cheapo contract to start his year because he had bad ankles.
Did. He did. His first extension was for $40
million. So, like, there was doubt from his own organization on that.
He wasn't maxed out from the get-go. He's maxed out now. But the first contract he signed with them bum ankles, I think, was 4 years, $40 million. Go check.
He made it up.
So you're playing. You're looking at Steph Curry now. You ain't looking at Steph Curry in the Tyler Hero years. Tyler Hero's made more money than it probably took Steph Curry 7 years to make the money that Tyler's made in 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's just the reality of it is like if there were no consequences for paying Tyler Hero, I'd be all for paying Tyler Hero. Like I'm, but there are. It's the league that it is right now. It's never been more punitive to not, you know, when you don't get these things right. And so, yeah, it's a huge deal. I'm not saying he's not awesome. Not saying that he hasn't worked his ass off and improved. Those are all true things. But the other truth of it is the team has gone far or taken off in series without him. Or there's been playoff runs where he broke down and wasn't able to really produce for them. And I think right now the question is, all right, what does this team do without him? I do think it's going to be interesting. Like, what if he get off to a really good start? If they get off to a terrible start, then he's going to be in another place and be like, see, needed me. But if they come out here and Davion Mitchell is defending like a demon and Norman Powell is doing hero-like things for this team like he did for the Clippers, Bam has a much better season. I don't know. I don't know what the Heat do with that. I think that those are going to be interesting questions for the franchise.
Here's when you know people have been listening to us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy River. Lazy River. Marcos, you got to help Tyler beat science like you did. First of all, Marcos did not beat science.
Oh,
he
totally
limped for
that.
3 months.
He didn't
no
beat
way.
Science.
He wore
no.
a boot.
His ankles
if
are still clicking.
If you would have worn a boot, it would have been a 3 or 4 week thing.
No did you way. Do PRP or whatever the hell it's called?
Platelet rich plasma. No, I don't need that. You know what I need? I need just rub some
well,
mud
no,
on it.
Well, no, because don't frogs' limbs grow back?
You just need platelet rich pasta. That's what you want.
Okay, that's a real funny, Leroy.
Point for Toby.
I'm sorry, but if it wasn't going to be you, it was going to be me.
That's fair. Just got to walk it off, Tyler. Just, you know, just walk it off and you'll be fine.
What, do you want to show off your mobility right now?
Watch this. Woo.
Dude.
I can kick out. I can be left, so like a left tackle.
The first drill that you want Tyler Hero to have is the sit in the studio chair.
Yeah.
Side to side drill.
For sure, because look, let me tell you, you think that I'm just going on wheels. These wheels don't work on this carpet. So really, the friction that builds up, this is real technical. I don't really want to get into
understood.
It. It'll go over people's heads. It's like Leroy when he explains football. Just got to walk it off, long story short, Tyler.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Here I go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair. every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Get to some minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I did enough Game Day Uncensored yesterday. Too many minutes of Game Day Uncensored yesterday.
I heard it. Tuned into the show.
Appreciate that. Leroy did too. Leroy at one point told me to just turn off Mike McDaniel.
I mean, I said, please make it stop. Like, I literally went from point A to point B. Went in the store. Came out of the store. Turned back on my car. And I thought the radio paused. And picked up where I left off.
Nope.
It was the same conversation.
Nope. Nope. Evan 11 says, Kurt Warner's got a 30-minute video breaking down the Tua pick and how it wasn't necessarily Tua's fault. I said this yesterday on the pregame, but this has become Kurt Warner's Pablo Torre finds out on the Kawhi Leonard thing. Like, I feel like all Kurt Warner is doing is trying to say how every pick is not Tua's fault. And I respect Kurt for trying to do it and make people understand the quarterback position.
Can I break it down just real simple?
Yeah, but before you do it, I just want to say, Kurt Warner, the damage is done, dude. Just save your breath. The Dolphin fans don't want to hear it, dude. Like, I appreciate it, but like it's a lost cause at this point.
The damage is done, my friend.
I will make it very simple. You have a quarterback who throws the ball on timing and makes quick reads. And now he's barely 6 feet, if 6 feet, who's throwing it into spots and not to people. If you add all that together, and then his sight was impaired a little bit. If you throw that all together, you got a ball that ends up going to where he thinks and he's reading it should go without recognizing that somebody's there. Mm-hmm. And it's happened before. It happened 2 weeks ago when he threw the ball in the middle of the field right to the big fat lineman. You see what I mean? I don't know if that's a Tua thing or an offensive structure thing, right? But one of the things that I took from yesterday's game was this. Tua can find open people when he scrambles. He can throw the ball and throw it and get to people when he's on the move. And there was a point in the game where they tried to roll him out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
he and Tyreek had some clutch third down plays.
Right. Maybe in this
Waddle too.
In this mess, right? What Mike McDaniel will do, and I don't know offensively, as far as the offensive line is concerned, if he has enough confidence in them to be able to do it.
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Drop Tua back and have him make more of a read. Because it'll throw teams off. It'll really throw teams off. Because I remember the play to Achane that almost went for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where he pump faked one way.
Talking about week two or this past week?
This past week.
Okay, this past
game. Where he pump faked one way and went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was planned. But do you see how much the defense jumps with his first windup? They all run to where he's getting ready to throw.
Mm-hmm.
So the pump fake to a defense, if you start doing it a little bit more, will keep teams more honest and not jump that first little pump fake. And then maybe if you do that with some of those bubble screens, you can slip somebody down the field and have more chunk plays. So, I, as I'm watching this, I'm seeing like a little nuance in it. And I'm like, oh, a pump fake. All right, Tua. A scramble. He rolled out. So, like, I don't think it's for lack of trying, but I think it's going to get to a point where Tua or Mike are going to come together and say, listen, there are going to be times where you got to make a play. You just got to make a play.
Mm-hmm. No, look, I get it.
This structure stuff is not going to help us.
It's also that middle of the field has become like that used to be where he lived. Now it's just, it feel like everybody's setting him up.
Well, that was only year two and three and four.
Yeah.
Like the first year, he was throwing it outside. I mean, Tyreek had a lot of big plays.
He was throwing it outside, but his comfort zone and the thing that you said this that you were always impressed with is how accurate and decisive he was in the middle of the field and how much he ate there. And now it feels like everybody's gone there to just destroy whatever he's going to do.
All they do is like it's like camps. They put a campsite in the middle of the field. But I do like the fact that they start throwing the ball outside.
Yep.
They threw the ball to Tyreek on the sideline. They threw the ball. So it's evolving. Here's the problem. We ain't got time for all that.
I don't know.
You got to move faster.
Mm-mm. We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. How'd you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit the elementary school of your choice? Could happen. It's don't WQM's. Yeah, just don't punt it. It's WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins' Zach Sealer. Sealer it on up.
More like this.
Wow. He's on board. Speaking of school, just go to WQM.com and enter the elementary school of your choice in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQM.com. Oh, Frog Boy.
Yes, sir.
Good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Why don't you mix it on up, dude, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
All right, what do we got today, Froggy, in the mixed bag, huh?
A little more self-deprecation, if I'm being honest.
Oh, boy.
We are going to hear from those responsible for yesterday's actions. When you made your video yesterday, did you have a chance to review the post-game? I know it was late. I don't know if you waited.
No, I didn't wait for the post-game.
Yeah.
I didn't wait for the post-game.
Probably best.
I don't usually wait for post-game. The only reason I did for the Patriots game was because I was driving home from Leroy's.
Oh, that's right.
So I heard heard the streams of them all. But no, I didn't really. I wasn't interested. I didn't want to hear what anybody had to say. They all disappointed me.
That's
except for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah,
he was the only one who didn't disappoint me.
Pretty good. So let us start with the culprit himself. Don't forget, by the way, you know, submit your stuff so you can come visit your school. But Zach Sealer, this is him yesterday on the roughing the kicker penalty. This is what the man who got caught red-handed had to say.
Can't make stupid errors like that. And we got to learn from each and every play. Can't put ourselves in positions like that, and you know, I can't do that. You know, obviously I got to learn how to work through the punt rush and going through all that and falling to the side. So, you know, like you said, not one play lies in the game, but it sure does feel pretty bad sometimes. So, you know, God's got a plan and got to work through it, and we got to keep growing. I think a lot of guys showed a lot of flashes today. I think both sides of the ball did some great things. Obviously, there's plenty to clean up, but I think we're trending in the right direction, and we just got to right the ship and go on a run.
What is that? What are you calling him a fat cat?
Can I just say that it's hard enough seeing those mistakes? It's even harder when you're a team that every single mistake that happens during the game could be the thing that wins or loses the game, because you're not playing well enough to be able to overcome those mistakes. That's the hard part. The hard part is not having that mistake. The hard part is every mistake that these guys have play a bigger role during the course of a game than it really should if you were better. Right? That's the part that's tough. We're sitting here saying the team isn't that good while saying they need to be better and not make those mistakes. Like, you know, a DB that can't cover, that's not fast enough to cover Tyreek, he grabs him. That's kind of how, you know.
Oh, that rat bastard got away with that yesterday.
Yeah.
You see him?
Slipped on the play after.
Like, I get it. I understand it. And, yeah, they got to do better. But there are going to be mistakes during the course of a game. Nobody plays a perfect game. The problem is this team is in a position where every mistake is magnified because you're dealing with such small margins because you're not good enough to overcome them. That's a tough spot to be in.
What else we got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Another crucial mistake last night was the interception by our own Tua, no longer the second hour. This is the Dolphins quarterback on his late interception.
Yeah, I thought I was in rhythm and timing of the play, seeing the flat defender go over the top of Jalen. Jalen's turning around. I think that was a really good play by the defender. And, you know, had some color in my face trying to maneuver the throw as well. But I, 10 out of 10 times, if we're looking at that same thing, you know, I think I'd still try to work that timing of hitting that that spot. And I think the linebacker made a great play on that.
So, again, it's kind of the same situation with the Russian catching the ball 15 yards deep, right?
The Russian? Who is the Russian?
The Russian.
Oh,
okay.
Look at this Tua. Can read his eyes whole way. Knew exactly where football was going.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if it, yeah, like.
Did you see the one?
It does kind of sound like tunnel vision. But this is the way they've played football the last 4 years. This is what they do. And so now you have teams that are starting to jump, right? Some of these things. I'm telling you, you want to know how quick defenses are jumping to his first option?
Mm-hmm.
When he pump faked one way and went the other way, half the defense was on the other side of the ball. And I'm like, I've never seen a team react like that to a pump fake. But it's because they get rid of the ball so quick, these are the things they're doing. So in the future, I would look for a lot of more pump fakes,
mm-hmm.
right? I would look for a lot more resets. Means that you take a three-step drop, boom, you fake it, drop back to a seven-step drop. Some of those things. That's going to create some space in the secondary. Now, when you go to seven-step, if you don't throw that ball as soon as you plant that foot, it's going to look like a punt because you also have to understand the strength of your quarterback's arm.
What else we got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
I want to move on to McDaniel's interesting comments. Kind of seems like he's throwing his quarterback under the bus. But I have a question.
Probably deserved it yesterday.
Is Tua arrogant?
Yes.
But, like, he's this humble, nice guy. I didn't know this. Like, I thought he loved his dogs. He loved football.
Are we confusing confidence with arrogance?
See, but that's the thing. It's not confidence when he refuses to accept he turns the ball over in bunches. He refused to believe that he – remember the popcorn and he won't fumble a snap? He's still fumbling snaps.
Oh, my God. The he's fumbling
still,
the snaps.
Still
oh
fumbling
God,
snaps.
That was so lucky. Oh, my God.
Right? And then remember the deep ball? Oh, we've grown with the deep ball. Have we?
Did you see the last play of the game with Josh Allen?
The last play of the game or the last play of half?
Was that half or
it
game?
It was halftime. Yeah, you talk about when he didn't kneel the ball down, he fumbled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gave it to the official.
Yep.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I think the ball was all over the ground.
I think McDaniel said that he was going to look. I saw somebody tweet about that.
That's the Josh Allen rules. You know, different set of
different rules. Rules. Sometimes, you know, some people get calls, or you either get the SGA calls or you get the Duncan Robinson calls, you know?
It's true.
He said, they say confidence about what? I'm like, dude, like, certain things you do in life, I call it Philly cheese confidence. Right?
Yep.
Like, deep down, you know. But you still have to come out shooting because if you don't have that type of confidence in yourself, you can't then stand on a podium and expect other people to have faith in you.
Barry Jackson tweets that Mike McDaniel said today that the Dolphins believe Josh Allen fumbled on this play, but he also heard a whistle and he didn't want to throw a tantrum about it, but he will be talking to the league about it. Well, great. I hope the league gives you the answer you want. Damage is done, my friend.
They're going to get rid of the kneel like they did the four pitch. Nope. Not as long as Herm Edwards is with us, because we see how that could go. Especially not after what happened Saturday.
What happened to Mike McDaniel, yesterday, though? What did he say, Froggy?
This is Mike McDaniel on Tua's late interception.
Yeah, I wanted to protect the ball. I wish I could, I think the quarterback has to be responsible for it. However, I wish I could just put it on him. But I think it's a tough job to do when there's someone in your face. We need everybody needs to do better, and we can't. You know, if you got to ditch the ball to the flat. In moments like that, and that's what we have to learn from.
Yeah, well, whatever.
He didn't see the guy he threw it to. Understandable. One, because of the pass rush, and he wanted to get rid of the ball quickly. But two, the way to combat that is to always have somebody there to influence him, so he can't just run over there. So, backside, there should have been some type of pass pattern, which I think there was.
Yeah. People are saying
some type of pattern.
Tanner Conner.
And that's why I say the pump fake will be huge in these next few weeks.
Yeah, I think Tanner Conner, that's what Warner was saying. Tanner Conner ran the wrong way.
Yeah. Tanner Conner went out. He should have ran down the middle of the field.
Well, you know, it's excusable. This is year four for him, you know.
When I tell you, like, you don't realize how those little complimentary routes and what they do to everybody else on the defense until somebody doesn't do the right thing. That being said, when you add all those things together, it's a pick, right? When you add nobody's holding that that was a linebacker. Nobody's holding that linebacker. Tua's got somebody in his face. He's got to get rid of the ball quick because he don't want to give up a sack. When you put all those things together, and he pump fakes because he has to throw it around somebody.
It also looked like the lineman who was in his face actually grazed the ball a little bit, too.
A little bit. He could have got a little bit of something.
It would have been better if he would have just patted it down.
Yeah, we all would have been better.
We all would have been better.
But it's just a lot. The end result is terrible, but a lot of things went bad before that. That's kind of the it doesn't sound it like to some it sounds like excuses, but I would say that's just the reality of what happened on that play. That's all. In the end, the quarterback is the one making the throw. I would also say there's nobody who throws the ball to an area more than Tua, and that's kind of what he did there.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up here on Tobin and Leroy. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.